So God created us primarily to have a relationship with Him. And for our relationships with everything else, with ourselves and with the natural world, other animals, other people, all to be built on a relationship with God, with Him. So it's like spokes around a strong hub that then drives the wheel, and it makes sense. If we put God at the center, then all the spokes are latched onto something firm. Then it will make sense. The wheel will be strong. The hub is a very particular and vital part of a wheel. There's no other piece like it in a wheel. There's a rim, there's the spokes, but the hub is unique. It has to be very strong. It has to take the entire weight of the vehicle, and it has to be of a particular shape in order to hold everything together. Nothing, oddly enough, can replace it. I think you can see where we're going with this. We were made for a life with God. A life with God at the center of our lives. God is the hub in our world. But we have exchanged this. We removed the hub. And we're trying to replace that God, our God as hub, with something else. We'll pile anything in there. Relationships, material goods, careers, whatever. Anything we can think of. That's what we're trying to make as the hub of our world. And look what happens. You take the hub out the wheel, and lo and behold, it starts to fall apart. And when it falls apart, our lives and our relationships start to fall apart too. Everything falls apart inside us and around us. And it leaves us longing for when the wheel was true, when the hub was there and everything was working fine. Oddly enough, it leaves us longing for the world that we were made for. St. Augustine was a Christian bishop in the 4th century in northern Africa. And he said that each of us is restless until we find our rest in God. That each of us are restless till we find our rest in God. See, Augustine grabbed the value of God as the hub. If you make God the hub of your life, then everything runs smoothly. You take that hub away, we become restless because the wheel doesn't work properly. And maybe you guys here can understand that. I personally can. You know, when I didn't have God in my life, and sometimes now when I struggle with my faith, I get restless. It's, things don't seem to click very well anymore. They're not quite right. So the restlessness is because things actually aren't right. Something is going wrong. We're missing the hub, our center of our lives around the center of which our lives revolve around, the strong hub there in the middle is gone. And so things aren't quite revolving properly. So let's dart a few centuries ahead from St. Augustine to the 17th century now to Blaise Pascal, who was a mathematician. And Blaise Pascal said this. He said, "There is a God-shaped vacuum in the heart of everyone which cannot be filled by any created thing, only by God." Now, you follow on from what Augustine said, and we look at the hub. This is actually spot on right. Cannot be filled by any created thing, only by God. We can put anything we want in there. We can put status, money, careers, family. We can put good things in there. But it really, there's that vacuum in our heart that can only be filled by God. Now, when we try and fill that vacuum with our own created things, there's one slight problem, is that we have to have those things. And if we lose any one of those things, it crushes us. You look at some people, that their family is the center of their world. I have a relation who, I know her children are the center of her world. Well, one of them's just moved, gone off to university, and it's hit them really hard. Because their hub and their house was their children. It wasn't God, it was their children. And now the children begin to leave home, you can see this unsettling, you can see this lostness creeping up in their lives a little bit, because suddenly their hub is gone and they're kind of a bit lost. And whatever we put in that vacuum in our hearts, nothing is ever going to fully satisfy. You know, I believed for many years, as I joked earlier, that, you know, material goods to me were all important. My job was very important. Material goods were very, very important. Aston Martins were vital to making James Mawson the man he should be. That's, you know, what. And sometimes, as I drove next to a lady driving one yesterday, I sort of slunk back into that a little bit and thought, ah, that would be a better father if I had one of those. Pretty sure of it. I would like to try it out, maybe for a year or two. You know, so if someone knows anyone who can give me an Aston Martin, I'll try it out, I'll see if I'm a better person. You know, we go back to that empirical evidence we spoke about last week. But nothing, joking aside, will ever fully satisfy us if we try and put anything else in that vacuum in our hearts. The only thing that fits in the center is God. Like the hub of a wheel, he's the only thing strong enough to hold it all together when it really matters. So we'll jump forward again. So we've gone from a Christian bishop to a French mathematician to now Freddie Mercury, of the band Queen. And he died in 1991, and this is what he said shortly before his death. You can have everything in the world and still be the loneliest man. And that's the most bitter type of loneliness. Success has brought me everything, but it has prevented me from having the one thing we all need, a loving, ongoing relationship. Now, Freddie Mercury was absolutely right, because it is the one thing we all need, is a loving, ongoing relationship. The bad news for all of us who are married is that no human relationship can actually ultimately satisfy that, because one of us in the partnership is going to die before the other, and so the other one will be left alone. Can't be ongoing completely. And what we're looking for is that ongoing relationship.
All right, well, our discussion question here is about when you've taken something secondary in your life and acted like it was all important. When has that happened? What happened? And of all those quotes that we just explored from famous people through the ages, which one resonates most with you? We also have some Bible reading to dive into. We're looking for you to read the book of John, chapters 3 and 4. And to reflect on that reading and say, if you could start life over again, like Nicodemus or the woman at the well in those stories, what would you do differently? You don't need a Bible to do this. You can do it online. Just check out our study guide and you'll find a direct link to an online Bible that will be really helpful. Have a good discussion and reading, and we'll see you tomorrow.